The Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 10th, 2020. Being Monday means it's Memorization Monday, and thank you, God, a million times over for the two special guests that will be joining Marianne and I as we talk about a special verse out of James. And James has been a theme on Fridays with Pastor Jason and I. Karen Harrison, our office manager, said her son invited her to be a part of a James study. And recently I heard Alistair Begg and a couple other pastors talking about James.
I love James. It's the book of the moment.
Yeah,
it's a great book always. A psychologist at the U of I told me, he's a Christian psychology, told me once, the book of James is one of the most ultimate books on mental health.
Mental health?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I know on Friday, Pastor Jason and I talked briefly about the verse that talks about if you ask God for wisdom, he gives it generously.
I know it.
To all without finding fault.
But and you have to ask, and then you can't be going around doubting what you heard.
That was Friday's
program.
So before we get too far into this program, I get to introduce these special guests. I want to mention the verse, and I'm going to lay a little context because I think our special guests will be able to talk from many points of reference because of this whole passage. But our verse today is James 1:3, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. So this individual, I'll give a little story, a testimony. I always have to give a little pre-testimony or pre-sharing, pre-introduction.
Before
I read the verse.
Okay.
But on Thursday, I was thinking through who should be our special guest for Testimony Tuesday or Memorization Monday. And I didn't have anyone lined up. And usually we have people lined up 3 weeks, a month in advance. But I didn't have anyone yet. And I was just praying about it. And so Thursday, I went to my small group with the Pinnacle guys in Mahomet. And I walk in, I sit down. It's a great bunch of guys. And I look at Tom Brown across the room. And it just came to me. I thought, Willie Comer, he would be a great one. I know he's persevered. He's been used of God in a number of ways. It just came to me, and I said, hey, Tom, do you have Willie's number? I know you've wanted him on again, and you've talked about the unique work he's doing. In fact, Willie came and spoke to our small group about a month or so ago, and I didn't have his email or phone number, and it just came to me. He'd be the perfect one. And Willie, I'm going to have Tom do a little more of a formal introduction, but appreciate your unique work here in our greater Champaign-Urbana area. And Tom will talk about some of the ministry work and why he's a cheerleader for you. He supports your ministry. He appreciates what you're doing, and as do I. And I can't wait for our listeners to kind of know a little more about how they can get involved, how they can be praying you up, and the work you're doing. But we're going to talk a little about James 1:3, but let me set a little of the context, and then Tom, I'm going to have you more formally introduce Willie Comer to our listeners. And I've read this a number of times as promos to the Friday program or what Jason's going to do or some other Memorization Mondays, because we've been going through James on Memorization Monday. But I'll begin with James chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Oh, this whole chapter, this whole book would be worth reading. But, Tom, how about introducing our special guest? You really do appreciate the ministry work that Willie is doing, or I should say God is doing through Willie, and you've observed it. You had him come to our small group, and you've appreciated him for a number of years. And I'll qualify one last statement before I get a little bit out of the way. Tom, I've known for a long time. He's a dear friend. I think we've been in the same small group for 10-plus years. Willie's a recent friend because of the Pinnacle Forum, and so appreciate just getting to know Willie and a little better now. And then Marianne, I guess the last 3 or 4 years as you've been full-time and very engaged with the radio ministry and the Prime Lifetimes paper. So I kind of have an old friend, a new friend, and an ongoing friend. So, all right, Tom, take over. Help me out
all
here.
All right. Well, Willie and I got acquainted about 5 years ago through the Youth for Christ ministry. And we have become close friends.
Yes.
I consider Willie one of my closest friends. Mm-hmm. And it's a real blessing to me that you thought of Willie when mm-hmm. you saw me at the group meeting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Willie's been the executive director of Youth for Christ for the past 6+ years. And he's also started a church ministry, about 12 years ago here in Champaign. He was definitely called by God to come to this community. And it's evident by how God has blessed his ministry here.
And that church that he pastors, that's the Berean Covenant Church of Champaign?
Yes, it is. Willie has a ministry at Youth for Christ that I believe probably one of the most effective ministries in the country today to underprivileged or inner city, you might say, kids that would not normally be in church or be churched. And he started a midnight basketball program when he started with Youth for Christ because he had done it before in Chicago. So very successfully up there, his ministry was huge. And when he was called to Champaign, he really questioned God about it for a while. But it became pretty evident before too long that it truly was the place that he was supposed to be. Willie has really been directly responsible through his ministry for at least 40 young people graduating from high school and going on to college. Mm-hmm. And at least, I think, 8 or 9 of them have gone on scholarships, either for basketball or baseball or football. And these are kids that, in some cases, would not have gone to university.
Hmm.
So he is an effective guy. They call him Rev.
The Rev.
Yeah, the Rev. And they love him. I know how much they love him. I've watched those kids interact with Willie. Willie does so many things. I don't know how, honestly, he gets it all done. And he's in demand all the time for situations like this. And I just, you know, I can't say enough about the guy. I could probably sit here and do the whole program for you.
As just an introduction to some of the things. Well, I know off air we were just talking about the situation where an individual he approaches, he's outselling drugs. Willie basically tells the individual, I want you to show up at such and such a gym at such and such a point. And here's a drug dealer that through discipleship under Willie and mentoring and introducing him to Jesus is now thriving and successful and engaged in the community. And then I know another thing, and maybe we'll touch on these, was riots basically forming at Marketplace Mall. And it was a potential hotbed of people that were going to break into the mall and damage and destroy and maybe set fire to and steal. And Willie, I know some of the story, even the TV station was capturing you standing between the police officers and the people that were protesting and getting angry. And God used you in a very unique way to balance off some of the temper and to bring some order. And then a number of other stories that Tom and others have shared. So welcome to the Monday edition of Market Friends. And our program is going to be focusing on a little bit of the perseverance and some of your faith journey and such. But now what do you say after somebody like Tom sings you all these praises? I know I kind of know what you're going to say and who you're going to give the glory to. But God is seemingly using you in great and small ways. So we have to get into what's the source behind your passion and desire to please him.
Well, when you have had God experiences and you've seen God show up on many different occasions, then you grow and get to a place where you totally 100% trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And so any success that I have is definitely attributed to him.
Mm-hmm.
Every relationship, such as Tom's, even being here, is attributed to him.
Mm-hmm.
I try to just live according to what God has called me to do. Try not to live outside of what I'm able to do, but I definitely want to live in the moment of what God is able to do. And so that's just how I get there.
It's a great attitude.
Well, today's verse, it's James 1:3. On Memorization Monday, we like to read from our book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And it just so happened that we're at James 1:3, which says, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And it was kind of funny. Last Thursday, I was thinking, I don't have a guess yet. And then I saw Tom, and I thought, Willie, I bet he's persevered through a number of things, or he's seen God take him through a number of things. And so we're going to have Marianne read the two pages. It's called a chapter out of this book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. And then we're going to talk a little bit about persevering. And I'm already thinking, and our listeners probably already know, in light of there's so much more to your story, that we're going to see if we can have you back for Testimony Tuesday to share some of the faith journey, to learn more about Youth for Christ, and how do you juggle being a pastor at the Berean Covenant Church, and a father, and effective, and midnight basketball, when do you sleep? And you've been on TV, you've been on other radio stations. I mean, you're sought after because you're living for the Lord and you're effectively being used. And so you're modeling Christ, you're discipling young men, you're engaged in a lot of other activities. So, and thank you for carving out time for today's edition of Mark and Friends. But I think we're all going to learn together about persevering. And hopefully, as you share some of your stories, it's going to help us persevere a little more.
I want to hear your stories, Willie. All right. This is Robert J. Morgan's words. Counting it all joy means looking at our problems not as isolated incidents, but in terms of God's chain reactions. The Lord works in mysterious ways. And James strips away the covering so we can see the machinery of his operation. Consider it a great joy whenever you experience various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, but endurance must do its complete work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Notice the sequence. Various trials come to test our faith. The testing of our faith produces endurance and perseverance, and that results in maturity. We see the same process outlined by the Apostle Paul in Romans 5. We also rejoice in our afflictions because we know that affliction produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope.
Is that going to preach?
It's going to preach.
Willie's maybe already getting ready, sermon preparation for future series of messages.
Yeah, that'll preach. Notice the key words. The term testing is akin to the idea of exercise. If faith never goes to the gym, it becomes flabby. As we encounter trials, our faith is put to the test, exercised, put through its paces. As our faith develops muscles, we become people of greater stamina and inner strength. That gives us maturity and proven character. Endurance is the ability to undergo a period of stress and strain with the inner strength of Christ, emerging from it stronger than when we entered. It's looking squarely into the face of discouraging circumstances without despair. It's assuming that God is going to work all things for good. It's acting as though it's already done, though yet unseen. This seems to be a quality the Lord values beyond almost all else. It's one of His secret formulas in developing the chemistries of our Christian personalities. Trials, and then there's an arrow that says endurance and perseverance, and maturity, proven character. Okay, here's a quote from Charles Spurgeon, who lived in the mid-1800s. I bet everybody's heard, or a lot of people have heard his name. And he was, I think, from England, if I'm not mistaken. His writing seems to say that. Okay, look at the weather-beaten sailor, the man at home on the sea. He has a bronzed face and mahogany-colored flesh. He looks as tough as oak and as hardy as if made of iron. How different from us poor landsmen. He can go out to sea in any kind of weather. He has his sea legs on. How did he come to this strength? By doing business in great waters. He could not have become a hardy seaman by tarrying on shore. Now, trial works in the saints that spiritual hardihood which cannot be learned in ease. You may go to school forever, but you cannot learn endurance there. You may color your cheek with paint, but you can't give it that ingrained brown which comes of stormy seas and howling winds. That was Charles Spurgeon's words. Now here's another quote from J.I. Packer, a more recent person. Mark, did you know that J.I. Packer died just this past month? July of 2020. I just heard that the other day. Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, the truth will be that God is now exercising his child, his consecrated child, in the ways of adult godliness, so that their powers of resistance might grow greater, and their character as men of God become stronger.
Wow, it's a lot to digest, a lot to take in, perseverance. And I think as Robert J. Morgan lists it, he uses the word endurance. So endurance, perseverance, it's that time-tested exercise of growing, of developing. What they even say about tree roots, you know, you need the high winds for those tree roots to really grow deep and anchor the tree. If they don't, the things fall over. So we need that process, that development, that maturing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, one thing I just want to say that I love about that first chapter of James is that he makes a clear distinction between testing and temptation. Because just a few verses later, he says, if you are tempted, actually the word is enticed, by evil, that's on you. That's your desire leading you astray and so forth. The testing of God is something different. And I think that's so important.
So persevering, Willie, you've lived a life of growth, of development, of challenges, of obstacles, of overcoming societal or maybe even family issues. What are your initial thoughts on persevering?
Well, one of the things that I would tell anybody that when you start talking about perseverance is to be thinking about steadfastness. Hmm. If you're going to persevere, it means that you're going to be still. You're going to have to trust that the Lord is able. You're going to have to be steadfast during that time. But yeah, in my life, there's been many things that I've had to persevere from family time all the way through now, even today. As a young man, my father became a drug user. And what I thought was this perfect family that I was growing up in, and everything was fine. And we had moved to this nice neighborhood and bought this nice big house. And I was going to grow up and have a backyard and play in the backyard and play Little League baseball, and it was just going to be this great thing. Then drugs showed up, and everything, all that hope just crushed all around me. And I looked up, and I found myself a senior, junior in high school, living in a house with no lights, no heat. My mom and my sister, my brother had moved with my grandmother and me. You know, I'm gonna hang around the house because my friends were there, you know, and I just wanted to kind of hang out there. But I'm living in this place and there's no lights, no heat. My father is not there. And, you know, my mother is constantly saying, look, you need to come. My entire heart, life, everything was to go away to college. And I had to deal with the reality that that was not going to be a reality. I had worked hard in school. I had earned two scholarships. I had earned a scholarship in music and a scholarship in sports. But there was no money to sustain going away to school. So it was just a lot going on and just trying to figure out how do I manage and navigate through this craziness that's happening in our lives right now. I eventually called and talked to the school. They said, you know, come spring semester. And so spring semester's here, and I still don't know how we're going to get any money, how this is going to happen. And my mom came, and she gave me $50 and a bus ticket, and I left to go to college. I had never been on a college campus, didn't know anything about financial aid, didn't know much about any of that. We didn't have the kind of counselors in our school that wrapped around you to make sure that that happened for you. So I just showed up at a college campus with some drumsticks on a scholarship and a baseball glove and was decided that, you know, was going to be there and we were, you know, things were going to be okay. But eventually that all fell apart and ended up having to leave school. And, you know, now I'm back at home again. I'm in this area, in this space where there's no light, no heat.
And this is the Chicagoland area?
This is the south side of Chicago, okay. Far south side. And I'm trying to hide this from my friends, you know. So I'm a young man. I'm trying to hide the fact that I'm living in a place with no lights, no heat from my friends. And I'm also trying to hide the fact that my father is on drugs. And somehow they found out, of course, and end up, you know, I had some guys who were the neighborhood gang drug dealers that I knew, and they came by my house one day after everyone, you know, kind of found out, and they actually offered me money. I mean, they had maybe a couple $1,000s that they were, you know, as my friends, you know, man, no, work this out, get your life together, you know, you don't have to live like this. So they hand me this stack of money, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. You know, do I take this money? But growing up in church, there was always this Holy Spirit, this voice that was inside of me. And I knew that as I held that money, that there was an attachment to something else if I took that money. And as much as I wanted to take that money, I don't want anybody to think that I was just this super holy guy. I was just like, oh, hallelujah. No, it was definitely not that. It was, this could feed me. I could buy some clothes. I could turn lights on. I could live somehow a normal life, at least for a couple months. But I knew that that money was attached to something else. Uh-huh. And, you know, and even though they said to me, you know you don't get down like this, and we know you don't gang bang and all of that, I knew that when, if push came to shove, if I took their money, they felt like that they would be ready to call on me to do something if they were going to do something. So I gave it back, and I told them, you know, no.
That's a powerful decision.
Yeah, you know, no
thanks. Well, we're going to continue this conversation, hopefully, Lord willing, on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, the Tuesday edition.
We have a cliffhanger.
The Testimony Tuesday edition, to see how God has navigated you through that, how he brought you to the greater Champaign-Urbana area, how you're now been serving as the executive director for Youth for Christ for a number of years. You pastor the Berean Covenant Church here in Champaign. We'll have to do a shout-out or two for Zabrina and talk a little more about your family and the ministry work and hopes that you desire to have God working in and through you in the days ahead. Midnight basketball and such on Testimony Tuesday. Come back at the same time tomorrow.
Can't get here soon enough.
And we'll talk some more with Willie Comer. And we appreciate Tom coming in also and assisting and introducing Willie. And we just trust that as we look at this verse together, James 1:3, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, will continue with how God will persevere through you this very day as you open your heart and your mind to him. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.